Okay, this is Harrow Geordie with one of my occasional audio boos, and judging by the fairly immediate response on Twitter, I know that you can't wait for this one, ladies and gentlemen. So, to put it in context, we do this thing every now and again, myself and at Corrie Stanfield, which we like to call Fusion Foods, where we just mix the two most unlikely things together and see what happens. Apparently, at Corrie Stanfield says these aren't too unlikely. I'd say they're not natural bedfellows. Anyway, so today's little fusion food effort for you is a chili and cheese toasty. They're just being put on plates at the minute. It'll be on its way back through, and once it's cooled down a little bit, I will... let you know what I think. So I'm going to pause this here and we'll be back. Okay, it's Harrow Geordie back again. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. First impressions are it does smell rather odd.
Yeah. This is a chili I made last night. So fairly standard chili, except it had chickpeas in it.
I hope you're hearing that. So the chili's got chickpeas in it as opposed to kidney beans.
It was just a wrong tin moment.
So here we go.
I think it's nice.
Mmm. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh yeah, that's good. So what you've got is the cheese has kind of glooped its way around the chili.
So I grated the cheese for this sandwich,
and it's gorgeous, if not a bit hot.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Best toasted sandwich ever, though, that I did was the...
No, we'll save that for another day. Right, without further ado, I'm going to go and eat the rest of my toasty. This is Harrow Geordie signing off, and stay
and
tuned.
Stanfield as well.
And stay tuned for the next Fusion Foods extravaganza.